Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, may I have your attention? Yeah, your previous instructor is finished. Yeah, so everybody, nice to meet you. Yeah, Mr. Ivero, and from now on I'm your teacher. I'ma teach you niggas something, grab some paper and a pen. I see y'all ain't learned shit, so we gon' try this shit again. Come on in, don't be late, you don't wanna be lost. Just make sure you watch your step, I fucked around and drew some sauce. Now today's lesson simple, pay attention, it ain't hard. Show you how to make a hit, I'ma teach you about bars. If you have any questions, any comments or concerns, please save them for after the class. Who's ready to learn?
Come on, come on, come on.
See, I heard you had some mishaps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna help you get your gown and cap.
Yeah.
Put your cell phones in your lap.
Yeah.
And listen close, I'ma show you niggas how to rap. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson.
Yeah.
I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. Yeah. Everybody turn to chapter 5. Yeah, see this the chapter that teach you to thrive. Yeah, then we gon' work our way to chapter 1. Yeah, if you really want some game, I'm about to give you some. Something about the junk that made me really wanna pipe it up. Be creative with your subject matter, gotta spice it up. Banging beats, you light it up, invite imagination. See, I hope you taking notes, that was proper pronunciation.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
See, I heard you had some mishaps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna help you get your gown and cap.
Yeah.
Put your cell phones in your lap.
Yeah.
And listen close, I'ma show you niggas how to rap. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson.
Yeah.
I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. Yeah. If it seems like you got a mess, yeah. You just gotta trust the process. Yeah, but don't you never ever question mine, yeah. Or you gon' write, teach me how to rap 1,000 times, time and time again. I've been slaying, playing with these verbs. Put a rapper in the corner, I bet he won't say a word. Ain't no recess, ain't no breaks, make sure you learn this shit. Gotta keep you fully focused till this class is dismissed.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
See, I heard you had some mishaps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gon' help you get your gown and cap.
Yeah.
Put your cell phones in your lap.
Yeah.
And listen close, I'ma show you niggas how to rap. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the
I'ma teach the lesson. I'm the teacher. I'ma teach the lesson. We back with another dope episode. This is brought to you by USA Blog Network, the Dopeness Interview Series, man. We got a dope guest straight out of Mississippi. Name is Cobra Ivero. He's got a new album we're going to talk about. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on?
Dog, you made me a fan, man. I just heard the album on iTunes, and now I'm a fan. You got a lot of bangers, trap anthems, and just some smart hip-hop music, man. So salute to you for the album.
Yo, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Pretty sure you hear that a lot, though. Because that,
once people actually listen, I do hear that.
Right, because it's not like, we're going to get into it. About like the state of hip hop right now, but it's like just like that track we just played, How to Rap, is so clever and so well thought out and written and everything. So explain that, the making of that song, How to Rap.
Okay, so I was just kind of scouting beats in the process of making the album. And it's kind of weird on how I write songs. I don't hear, when people talk about it, I don't hear many people say it. I think kind of the only somebody I think said it was Rico Love. But the instrumental kind of talks to me. It gives me a certain feeling when I'm listening to it, and I just kind of form words. So that's how it made me feel. Like, the beat made me feel like I wanted to teach somebody how to rap. And at the same time, it was like, okay, so I had this, I was in a video showcase, and I submitted that video, and where they give you feedback on it. If you haven't seen the video, you should check that out as well. It's on YouTube. But it's kind of thought out as well as the song, and it's meant to be mundane. It's kind of catchy, but it's meant to be mundane. Like, I'm not gonna teach different rhyme schemes and things like that. I think you should be able to pick up on that when you listen to my songs and different songs and see the versatility. But as far as that song, it was meant to kind of fit into today's music, but still kind of have some meaning behind it at the same time.
Yeah, very dope concept and execution, bro. Y'all definitely go and check that out. How to Rap is one of the singles that's on the new album. I believe the name of it is Exodus, right?
Exodus, yeah.
All right, so go and get that on iTunes, download that. It's also a video on YouTube, How to Rap. You said something on your Instagram, like in the title, that kind of caught my attention. It says that, it's new era. It's the new era of hip hop. Music speaks for itself. I don't rap, I MC. What's the difference to you between a rapper and an MC?
I think it's quite simple. A rapper just rhymes. They just put words together. The rhyme schemes may not even make sense. They just rhyme. And anybody can do that, you know. Anybody can just make a word rhyme. But I think when you MC, you have the ability to rhyme but make it make sense at the same time. And you can still move people while doing that. So I try to, like you said, I try to be clever when I'm writing lyrics and writing songs. But I still want to move you at the same time, because music is supposed to make you feel good. So I still want to do that at the same time. And I think that's the difference.
Well, it sounds like you're at the expert level of, songwriting and picking beats and putting together the complete package. This being your first album, it sounds like you've been in the game for about, 20 years. When did you start, and how'd you get that start?
Close to 20 years. I started at 13. I started at 13, and I'm 30 as of now. So what's that, 17? Somewhere around in there. Yeah. So I've been doing it for a while, since 13 years old. And I just always had a passion for music. I tell everybody, music was one of the first things that I actually realized that I love. Like, before I knew I loved myself, I knew I loved music. And so that's what really got me into it. And also, I had an uncle from Chicago that was signed. Yeah. Shout out. That was signed back in the day, but of course, he got into a little trouble and didn't get to progress. But of course, that, because I'm the oldest of my mom's four kids, so I had him to look up to.
So he was your inspiration to kind of like put the rhymes together. And then at what point did you know that this is what you want to do as a career? Like, was there a certain situation, or did people just tell you, like, you need to do this?
It was kind of a mixture. When I first started, I was just so passionate about it, so passionate about learning everything I can and just wanting to grow and get better. And also, like, once people started to hear me, a lot of people pushed me to go forward. And at that age, of course, I don't have... And also, being from Mississippi, I didn't have many resources or much knowledge. So I just think over the years it's just been a process of soaking up game and learning as much as I can so I can progress and go to the next level. But I always knew I wanted to do it as a career and not a hobby at age 13, for sure.
Oh, wow. Big dreams. What about some of your influences as far as, like, artistically? Like, who out there is really, somebody you looked up to or kind of, like, studied?
Earlier on, Nas definitely. Tupac, of course, was like a big influence, just because of the way he put rhymes together as well. Zero from Houston, Texas, which is one of my all-time favorites. I definitely was influenced a lot by him and just more of his personal story as well before I actually got into his music. I actually got into his story, and it was kind of similar to mine, or mine was kind of similar to his, and that kind of made me more so of a fan. And then when I listened to the music was good. So of course I'm from down south, so a lot of South artists, Bun B, Pimp C, Outkast, Scarface, Young Jeezy, just a lot of cats from down south. For sure. Royce the 5'9", one of my guys from Detroit that I listen to.
Dope.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So
a lot of artists, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I definitely hit a Nas because when I heard that, that How to Rap, I was thinking, I know I can be what I want to be, like a Nas song.
Yeah, definitely.
When I saw the video, especially.
Yeah.
But hey, bro, so you've been in the game for about 17 years. This is the first album, so the grand, like, this is what you've been waiting on for a number of years. Can you explain, like, the process of putting these songs together and the concept behind it?
Yeah, so Ectus is the name of the album. It's a process that a snake goes through where it gets rid of the old skin, that it sheds the old skin. So, of course, my name is Cobra Rivera. And previously, if I have three mixtapes prior, the first mixtape being Live from the 662, the second mixtape called Diamond in the Rough, and the third mixtape called Still On It. So I got to thinking from a business standpoint with the album. Like I said, I was previously just Cobra. So if you go to Google, YouTube, that Piff, which is where the mixtapes are, and you type in Cobra, a gang of people come up, and you have to stroll till you can't stroll no more until you can find me. And that wasn't a good thing for me. So I had to rebrand myself. Like, I think this game is constantly about rebranding and recreating yourself. And so I added Ilvero as a last name so I can kind of stand out from everybody else and all the other Cobras out there and just any other artists as well. I added that. So Ilvero means the real in Italian. And if you look at all my social media, it's the real Cobra. So it's kind of from a strategic standpoint as well. But the whole project is basically me reinventing myself. So even though this is my fourth project, my first album, but fourth project because of the three mixtapes, I still started off with, let me introduce you to Cobra. Basically, I'm just reintroducing myself to people who know me and people who don't know me. So if you listen to the album, it's more so about my growth as a person and my growth as an artist. And also you can hear the growth in the rhymes as well. Like if you listen to even from the prior mixtape, Still On It, you can see that I've grown so much lyrically and just like I said, as a person as well. So that's basically what this album is about, me growing as a person and growing as an artist.
That's ill. That's mad deep. It's like a metamorphosis, like a reinventing yourself, kind of like what Titty Boy to 2 Chainz did.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dope, man. So we're going to get it more into the album. It's a 12-track album. It's on iTunes right now. One of those songs is one of my favorite. It's called Flexin'. We're going to go ahead and play that. Go ahead and tell us about Flexin', your homeboy JP, like how that collaboration came together before you play it.
All right, so Flexin' featuring JP is actually one of my favorite as well. But JP is my brother. That's my blood brother. Yeah, so when you get to know JP, it's just his character. When I heard the beat before I even had any words to it, I said, I know who I need to put on this song. And, like, so I came up with the concept of it. It's kind of easy. Like, when you listen to the beat, it doesn't break down for 16-bar verses. And that's why you hear me and him going back to back, because that's how the beat made. So it took me a while to, because I'm used to doing 12-bar verses, 16-bar verses, but I'm so versatile
right.
that I can anything. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to leave it like this. We can go back and forth with it. Just a little simple hook and go back and forth with it, and it'll be something that's so catchy. So when I came up with the hook, I got with him. And we sat down and bounced ideas off each other and went to the studio and recorded it, and it came back fire.
Man, fire. Who did the beat?
You know what? I got it. I can't remember. Somebody else asked me that, man. I didn't get his name. But
that beat is off the chain.
Yeah, it is. I'm definitely have to go back and find that guy's name so he can get his credit. But I had the beat way so long before I wrote the song, and that's why I forgot. But I'm definitely going to find that, and I'm going to make sure he get his proper credit as well.
Yeah, so you had to sit on it, think about it, how to attack it, and then you and JP just went in. Go ahead and introduce it, and we're going to go ahead and play it.
Hey, what's up? It's your people, Kobe Rivera from Mississippi. You're about to check out my single off my project, Ecstasy, called Flexin', featuring my brother, JP.
Crowd.
I'm just flexing on it. I ain't lying, I'm a bad motherfucker. They don't wanna see me, I'm about to start stunning like my brother. I've been working, I've been grinding. I ain't asking for no hand. I might stand on top of your table. I might pull out 10 bands. I be fresh, I be clean. I sit white, Air Force Ones. But I will pull out them red bottoms or them Louis Vuittons. Hell, I'm just flexing on it. I'm just flexing on these hoes. I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes.
Cobra, let me flex up on these niggas one time. Hold up, first, let me serve this dime. Cause you know a nigga gotta get the cash though. And you already know this how the cash flow. I been out here getting money in the street. That's why they hating on me. Left the mic alone, died when I was 13. Fucked around the ramp, cause I found a good green. Then I started hustling. Selling nigga bands, I all had to get the cash, had to get off my ass. Try to make it last, so you know I had to say something. And I made a promise, never let a nigga take none.
Nah. I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes. I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes.
Girl, I'm about to kick you to the instead of you getting on my dick, you be getting on my motherfucking nerves with all that yapping. I can't even pause it. Girl, you must like to hear yourself talking. When I'm in the spot, that bitch be so lit. Somebody come get these dog hoes on me. Girl, I'm just playing. You know I be cool. But sometimes you be making me miserable. Sometimes I be wanting to get rid of you. Sometimes I wish that your hand was invisible.
I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes. I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes.
Let me flex on these little thotty thotty. All they gotta do is pussy poppin'. Let a nigga pull it, Swiss all up on it, just like a poppet.
Stop it.
Girl, you know you need to stop it.
Stop it.
You got the whole world watching.
They watch.
I hear acting like you bad and bougie.
Sad.
But bitch, you really sad and ruthless.
Sad.
I can't stand you little hoes. I just acting like you're all that. Just don't know once a nigga get up in them panties, they gon' fall back. Now you think that pussy all wet.
I'm just flexing on it. I'm just flexing on it. To me, I can't even enjoy myself. Like, damn, all in my ear, telling me shit that I don't wanna hear. I'm about to pull a Chris Angel on all of you niggas, levitate and then disappear. I'ma disappear.
I'm just flexing on you, nigga. I'm just flexing on these hoes. I'm just flexing on you, nigga. I'm just flexing on these hoes.
I'm just flexing on that. Hey. That right there was Cobra Ilvero with Flexin' featuring his brother JP. What's going on, bro?
What's going on?
Man, every time I hear that, it's like for the first time, man. I've been listening to that all week, dog. the beat is perfect for what y'all kicking, man. That flow is hilarious. Yeah. Stunning on them, man. Just every verse a different, something different to laugh at. That right there, Flexin', is off of the new album. Going to get that on iTunes. You can hit up Cobra Ilvero on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, THA Real Cobra. All right. So yeah, man. You got a documentary coming out?
Yep. Yep, I do. I do got a documentary coming out, and it's more so. Also, before I get in that, hey, make sure y'all go check that Flexin' video out on YouTube as well. But yeah, as far as the documentary, it should be coming out real soon. I don't have a release date for it yet. But it's more so to push the album, and just to let people into me. I'm so closed off sometimes, and I just be in my own world, making my music. And putting out there, I really want people to see me and, you know, see my process of what I like to do and things of that sort. So, it's definitely be coming out here pretty soon.
Right. Speaking of visuals, man, you got a lot of visuals to the singles. You got a visual to, like, all of these tracks, all 12 of them, or is it, like, NBS, How to Rap? What you got one of Steel too, don't you?
Steel should be coming. My guy Deezy from out of OKC, shout out Deezy. He been kind of tied up, so we had to push that one back. But that one coming real soon. But I originally planned on shooting all 12. But I'm not gonna shoot all 12. I'm gonna shoot maybe 8, I think. But I have 4 right now. I have NBSM, which means Nothing But Some Money. I have a visual to that one. Flexin', of course, like I just mentioned, we have a visual to that one. How to Rap, of course, we got one to that one. And Black Lives Matter, too, we have a visual to that one.
Word. So definitely make sure y'all go and support the YouTube page because, it's cracking. The visuals off the chain, the audio, as you hear, is upper echelon. So definitely support. And do you have, what's the channel for that? How do they go and see the YouTube?
You can type in Cobra Ilvero. I should be the only one that come up. And or you can type in NS3T Entertainment, and it should come up as well.
Word. So that is the entertainment group. That's what I want to ask you about is the company. Is that your company?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So how did that start and what do you see that going in future?
Well, it started years ago. I don't have the exact amount of years right now, but it just come from a business standpoint, just being on top of, like, I love to do music, but, you know, I love the art as a whole, so I want to be on the business side of things as well. And I think the goal for me and my team is to, you know, to be independent and unless something makes sense for us. So NS3T was founded by me. NS3T means nonstop to the top. That's NS and three T's to the top. So that's pretty much what that means and what that stands for. And it's just about not only with music, it's just about life itself. It's just pushing through adversity and anything you're going through and just going to the top and not letting your situation control you, but you controlling your situation. So that's pretty much what that's about for sure. And, you know, if I continue to move like I'm moving and progress, I can see that being big, you know what I'm saying? Like a CMG with Yo Gotti, or, you know, the marathon with Nipsey Hussle. I can see that being huge, you know, with the support of the people, of course.
Of course. All right. Well, what you got coming up for 2018, man? Any shows, anything other than the album we should be looking for?
Yeah, I'm going to push to get some free music out there as well. You know, of course, for the people who don't really know me, and, you know, who want to just listen before they actually you know, go to spend money on the album, which I fully understand that. So I'm going to get a few mixtapes out there. Actually, my next album, which is going to drop next year as well, is finished already. It's called Who the Fuck Is Ivero? I don't know if I can curse, but it's called Who the Fuck Is Ivero? So it's I'm about two songs away from finishing that one. But it's ready to roll out as well. And of course, the documentary, and we're going to have a few more visuals will be rolling out next year as well.
Joe, definitely one of the top albums I've heard this year, dog. And I, you know, we review a lot of music on USA Blog Network. So salute to you once again, man, for the release. Y'all go and get that on iTunes. And go ahead and give them some final words, bro, before we get off here.
Appreciate it. I just want to appreciate you first and foremost and the people who went out and supported. I tell everybody it ain't about the money for me at all. Like, I really give people their money back. I don't really care about it. I just want people to hear the music because I think the music is good. I just want to be able to expand my talent and show people from where I'm from, because I'm from a very small town, and not only for people in my town, but for people all across the world or who listen, that you can do anything you put your mind to, and you don't have to be afraid to try or afraid to fail. You can do whatever, because as many people as I had telling me that I can do it, I had a lot of people, you know, secretly wishing on me to fail as well, and that didn't stop me. So don't stop. Don't give up. Whatever it is you want to do, you do it. Nonstop to the top. Kobe Ivero.
There you go. And that's TTTENT, man. All right, so that's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. We've got to get out of here. For those who haven't already went in and followed us on Facebook, you just search USA Blog Network. Whatever city you in, you can Google the name of your city, Bangers with a Z at the end, and you will bump into one of our hip-hop blogs. Other than that, man, go and support Kobe Ivero, one of the dopest artists out here, independent label, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, THA, Real Kobe. And we out of here, man. And salute to you one more time, bro. We're going to go out to the flexing.
Hey, appreciate you. One.
All right, one.
I'm
just flexing on it. I ain't lying, I'm a bad motherfucker. They don't wanna see me, I'm about to start stunting like my brother. I've been working, I've been grinding, I ain't asking for no hand. I might stand on top of your table, I might pull out 10 bands. I be fresh, I be clean, I sit white, Air Force Ones, but I will pull out them red bottoms or them Louis Vuittons. Yeah, like,
I'm just flexing on it. I'm just flexing on these hoes. I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes.
Cobra, let me flex up on these niggas one time. Hold up, first, let me serve this dime. Cause you know a nigga gotta get the cash though. And you already know that's how the cash flow. I been out here getting money in the street. That's why they hating on me. Left the mic alone, dog, when I was 13. Fucked around and ran, cause I found a good green. Then I started hustling. Selling nigga bands out, had to get the cash, had to get off my ass. Try to make it last, so you know I had to say something. And I made a promise, never let a nigga take none.
I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes. I'm just flexing on these niggas. I'm just flexing on these hoes.
Girl, I'm about to kick you to the curb. Instead of you getting on my dick, you be getting on my motherfucking nerves with all that yapping. I can't even pause it. Girl, you must like.